Jackie, Tony, and Donnie.
100.3 The Peak.
All right, it is time to play hip-hop or Shakespeare, in which we will give you a quote from either William Shakespeare or a hip-hop song.
You just got to guess, simple as that. If you get it right, $25 worth of ride coupons for the New Mexico State Fair. Now, I just gave you two a quote.
What was it?
Hold your answer, please. What? The quote was, I wonder why we take from our women.
Oh, Donnie, I know this.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Oh,
Tony.
I'm sorry. That is the late Tupac Shakur.
May you rest in peace.
Is from that Tupac?
That's Dear Mama.
No, it's Keep Your Head Up.
Oh, is it Keep Your Head Up? I'm sorry. I got my...
Keep Your Head Up.
Tupac's been gone for a while.
I know.
I'm not fresh on my Tupac.
Kind of brought him back with that hologram, but it didn't go very well. That's how we play.
Him.
Donnie, you do not get ride passes. Tony, you do. Well done.
Well,
and you can't use my ride pass.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
299 Peak, if you want to play.
299-7325. Must be 18 or older. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. If you would like to play around. Now, again, you get
$25 worth of ride coupons to the New Mexico State Fair.
All right. Going on at Expo New Mexico right now. Get out there. Enjoy all the fun.
Donnie, would you like to read the first quote for the first game?
I got it right
hold
here.
On. Wait,
I'm ready.
Wait, hold on. We got to wait till we get him on the line. Because
yes.
I don't want Google. I don't want you Googling anything.
All right, so you are going to give the quote.
Yes.
You will then tell them whether or not they're right. Because I'll be honest with you, outside of the first quote.
You have no clue.
I have no clue.
You've seen these?
I tried this game at home the other day, too, and I sucked.
Thank you, did.
Yeah, I was not good. 299-7325. Must be 18 or older. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Good morning, The Peak. Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Now, you must issue an immediate hip-hop or Shakespeare, okay?
Okay.
No Googling allowed. Go with your intuition.
Okay, got it.
What's your name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, your quote is?
I didn't cry because my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger.
Oh.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
And your guess is?
Hip-hop or Shakespeare?
Hip-hop.
You are correct, Jacqueline.
Wow.
Again, the late, great Tupac Shakur from Dear Mama.
Wow. All right. Congratulations. We got some ride passes for you out of
Thank
the
you very
State
much.
Fair. Hang
well
on.
Well done.
By the way, I just want to point out again, strictly a guessing game.
I don't care. It's more fun this way.
Good morning to Peak High. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're well. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, welcome to our first round of hip-hop or Shakespeare. Donnie, we'll give you your quote, then we need an immediate answer.
Your two choices will be either hip-hop or Shakespeare. Donnie Chase, what is the quote?
When you do dance, I wish you a wave of the sea.
Mm. Shakespeare.
Well done.
Hey, and she knew that right away.
Well done.
You sound like you actually know that. There was some confidence there.
I guess it sounded like Shakespeare.
It did. Listen, it gets tricky. But congratulations anyway. You won that $25 coupons for our ride passes at the New Mexico State Fair. Hang on.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Coupons.
Okay. Do we have one more?
We do.
Okay. You ready, Donnie June? Hang on. Good morning, The Peak High. What's your name?
Alberta Ruiz.
Hi, Alberta. Are you ready to play hip-hop or Shakespeare?
Now, what do you know more of? Hip-hop lyrics or Shakespeare?
I probably know more hip-hop.
Okay.
Let's see if that holds true.
Donnie, what is her quote?
May the Lord protect me as the world gets hectic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
May the Lord protect me as the world gets hectic.
And your answer is?
Your answer is?
Hip-hop.
You are correct. It is Nicki Minaj.
Oh, hey.
Also a lyrical poet, just like Shakespeare was. So congratulations. We have
that is so cool. You're going to the fair today, too.
Well, now you guys.
That is awesome.
$25 worth of ride tickets. Hang on for us, okay?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Well, that went quick.
I thought that was fun. Another one? Everything you stand for turns on you to spite you. Hip-hop or Shakespeare,
boys? I'm going to go Shakespeare.
Oh, I'm sorry. That'd be Eminem.
And that seems so Eminem, doesn't it?
It does now,
it does, does it? Yes, it does.
Coming up, we have got this week's I'm Loving It on the way, just about 10 minutes away. Music coming up from Anna Kendrick in 3 minutes. It's JTD at 747.
Mesa Del Sol.
Hear highlights from the show every day.
On 1003thepeak.com. Keyword JTD.
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie. 100.3 The Peak.
J. Jackie, Tony, and Donnie.
This may be kind of hard to get your head around, but this is a good thing.
100.3, The Peak. All the latest entertainment news. This is The Daily Dish.
Well, The Voice announced some superstars will be joining the season's judges as mentors and advisors to the contestants. Cher will team up with Blake Shelton.
I like it because, you know, I kind of like Cher when she gets her country on, and she's been trying to do that with this last album.
Well, Ed Sheeran and Christina Aguilera will be teaming up. Ryan Tedder with Adam Levine and Miguel with CeeLo Green. So it certainly is an all-star lineup for The Voice. You got to remember, last season, they were the number one ranked unscripted series. So it beat out American Idol for the first time, I think, in a decade. And they're looking to do it again.
The commercials are already running.
Yeah. I love the commercials.
With Christina Aguilera.
You have to see the extended version. I noticed the one that came on last night during my new favorite show, American Ninja Warrior. I noticed the one that came on. Oh, my God, Tony and Tony. It's the greatest thing ever.
She does. I tried to turn it.
Is this cartoon or what is it?
No, I tried to turn American Ninja Warrior last night to the football game.
The audacity. The audacity.
During the Seacrest show, she didn't care. She's like, I'll turn it, Seacrest. During American Ninja Warrior, I almost had my arm cut off for grabbing the remote.
She's a ninja.
A, you should know better. B, why did you just use your Swami Rob voice for me? Do I turn into Swami Rob during American Ninja Warrior? It is so good. It is wildly entertaining. You need to watch that. Just clear out some time and watch that. So anyway, The Voice is looking to do it again. The promos are already up and running. They're singing Reunited. Christina Aguilera looks amazing. CeeLo is
CeeLo.
Carson Daly is starting to develop more of a personality, and that is always lovely to see.
He's becoming Seacrest-ish, though.
No. I, for one, am excited to see The Voice come back. Two weeks till the premiere. Saturday Night Live is starting its 39th season with three major musical guests. Now, Arcade Fire will appear on the premiere with Tina Fey hosting. That happens September 28th.
That's a great show there. Tina Fey and Arcade Fire is a great band. Mm-hmm. So.
Katy Perry will be a musical guest for the first time since 2010. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miley Cyrus apparently is.
Have you seen that new video she released?
It's all they're talking about. I mean, you know, I feel kind of like a child throwing a temper tantrum. The more attention you give, the more, you know.
Yeah, and
the
she just keeps doing what she's doing.
Now she's naked on a wrecking ball and licking sledgehammer. I don't know what's wrong with that girl. Does anybody know what's wrong with that girl?
No, but we'll be watching Saturday Night Live.
Does that girl know what's wrong with that girl?
I may skip that episode. I just have a feeling I don't know that I can handle that.
Either going to have to, like, just, like, make fun of herself, or she's going to have to do something nice. I can't imagine her sitting down to a good song, a ballad.
I just love when legitimate news programs like the Today Show and GMA are analyzing whether or not
she went too far.
Miley went too far. Mm. And you have to stop yourself and go, isn't there something going on in Syria that you need to be talking about?
Right.
And B, of course she's going too far. She said she's a teenager acting like a teenager. Mm. She'll look back on this in about a decade and be extraordinarily embarrassed and ashamed of herself.
Well, Daddy Billy Ray needs to lock that up or something.
I don't think Daddy Billy Ray is doing much better. Quick congratulations to extra host Mario Lopez and his wife. Welcome their second child, son.
Oh, good job, Slater.
Dominic, born last night. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ryan Phillippe turns 39 years old today. Guy Ritchie is 45. Colin Firth turns 53 years old today. Sanjaya. What is Sanjaya doing?
Not too
anybody
much.
Anybody know? No, I don't think there's much.
Oh, for American Idol?
Yes, Sanjaya.
Who knows?
There was a story recently, wasn't there, about him being, you know, kind of homeless and broke and all that?
No, that was... No. Just, that was a different... Justin. That was Justin Guarini.
No, but I still think Sanjaya
had
some...
Two different hairstyles.
Right. Sanjaya had, like, the big mohawk.
Yeah.
A little bit. It was Guarini-ish.
Guarini-ish, yeah.
So I can see how you would... But no, not the same person. And also, congratulations to one of the loves of my life, Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Oh.
He is 63 years old today.
Wow. Oh, goodness. Joe Perry.
Comes for us all, Tony. Judge. That is your Daily Dish.
All right, Dish is up on the website. You can read it all for yourself online. Jackie, Tony, and Donnie page. Head to 1003thepeak.com. When you get to our page, click on the link for the Daily Dish.
Hear highlights from the show every day.
On 1003thepeak.com. Keyword JTD.
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie. 100.3 The Peak.
Jackie. Jackie, Tony, and Donnie.
This may be kind of hard to get your head around, but this is a good thing.
100.3 The Peak.
Hey, already the six are chiming in with all the old show reruns that they watch. My question is, where are you finding all these?
Well, you got to, I mean, you got to search around.
Luna says she watches Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will and Grace, Reba and ER, and Third Rock from the Sun. I didn't know any of those are even on.
I think ABC Family has Fresh Prince, or Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon has like 10 channels dedicated. They have TV Land.
Don't they know? Yeah, they do.
Donna says Designing Women. I love Lucy. Jen says she watches Frasier. She always watches and laughs. I didn't even know Frasier was back on.
There's some of these you can watch on Netflix as well. 299-PEAK, 299-7325. What old TV show will you watch anytime that it is on? Good morning to Peak High.
Good morning.
Good morning. What TV show will you watch?
So the show that I have to stop and watch would be Roseanne.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter has now discovered she's going to be 14, and she watches Friends all the time, and now Full House.
Oh, Full House is on.
Can I tell you how upset I am, though? Because on some nights of the week, Nick at Night has replaced one of the 2 hours of Friends with Full House. Uh-oh. Not that I have anything against Full House, but I would rather watch Friends.
Oh, my daughter has a DVR. She had like 89 episodes recorded on the DVR. I had to cut that out.
See, that's how they learn. That's how they learn. They're going to learn from our old school shows. I think it's great. Let her watch them.
Oh, she loves them.
Good.
Absolutely loves them.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. You have a good morning, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
299-PEAK, 299-7325. We will take your calls coming up next. Peak of traffic first. Donnie's got the latest for you from the traffic center. What's going on?
Restrictions apply. See BridgestoneTire.com for details.
You know the show I always wish they would put into reruns and I could find somewhere? Bosom Buddies. Am I the only one who used to watch?
Well, I love the theme song.
I was obsessed with Bosom Buddies.
Okay.
And like, they took it away. And Peter Scolari, don't leave him out of that. They took it away, and that was the show that I would have loved to see in reruns. They never play it, so now I have to watch 90210.
Impromptu phone poll, 299-PEAK, 299-7325. What old TV show will you watch? Good morning to Peak High.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I will tell you if we are in the tease-free zone, Tony. Little House on the Prairie and the Lonely.
Oh, where are you finding Little House on the Prairie?
It's on the Hallmark Channel and another channel.
Right.
Okay.
I may or may not have it on DVD, though.
Oh, but you do.
I would love to go back in the day with Laura Ingalls.
Yeah.
When she was little. I didn't so much love the Manly years, although I loved Manly.
Wow.
But not so much the Manly years.
Thank you for the call. 299-PEAK, 299-7325. Good morning to Peak High.
Good morning.
Hi there. What old shows do you watch on TV?
My all-time favorite is The King of Queens.
Okay, now listen. I am so sorry to tell you this. It's my sister's favorite show, I think, of all time, and she loves it. I have never gotten into it. In fact, that's where when they cut off Friends and they put on King of Queens, I'm out.
They are so funny, though, relationship. It's hilarious.
I don't know if it's just that I never got into it when it was new, so I just can't do it anymore.
Right.
But that's where I switched the channel. I'm sorry. I feel like I should apologize.
And
I'm sorry.
I agree with you about 90210. That's a good one.
It is. It's fun. Makes you feel young again. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Peak. Hi. How are you this morning?
Fine. Thank you.
Hi there. What old shows are you watching?
Oh, I watch a lot of old shows.
Oh.
You can actually go on the internet and go to, like, each of the channels, like ABC.com, NBC.com, CBS.com. You can go and find all the old shows. I've watched all of the old Knight Riders recently.
Oh.
I watched Charles in Charge recently.
Oh,
I would watch Charles in
Charge.
Yeah, I would watch that. I would watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. I imagine I would get nothing done at home if I managed to do that. Thank you for the phone call.
Hulu has a lot of those, too. A lot of the older shows that they take from CBS, NBC, and ABC.
I just wanted to pop up on my TV. I wanted to be there
so
easy, where I know it
you
is.
You don't want to have to search for
no,
it.
No, I know. Right. I want no effort.
Good morning to Peak High. How are you?
Good.
Hi there. What old shows are you watching?
I've been able to find Alf.
Alf.
Alf? I never loved Alf to begin with.
Oh, I enjoyed some Alf.
Yeah, my kids think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, does it look cheesy now? Because back in the day, it was like really, ooh.
He was always behind the couch.
How'd they get that? But yeah,
it still looks a little cheesy.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Well, I just wondered.
Or he was always behind the kitchen counter.
I never noticed.
Behind something.
I never noticed.
Good morning to Peak High. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you. So what old shows are you watching?
Well, I always watch Friends and Sex and the City reruns, yeah. But I would love to watch Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that used to be on in reruns.
It used to be on, like Nick and Night. Yeah.
Absolutely. No,
but isn't it, like, on at, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, well, when people are sleeping?
You would have to be a hardcore Welcome Back, Kotter fan to pull that off.
It's on, like, right before MASH or something, yeah.
Yeah, but Welcome Back, Kotter. I thought that was the greatest show ever.
All right, thank you for the phone call. Take care.
All right, we need to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can. You can email Jackie at 1003thepeak.com. You can also go to facebook.com/JTD1003 if you want to chime in.
All right, coming up, we've got the second round of the Daily Dish.
Hear highlights from the show every day
on 1003thepeak.com. Keyword JTD.
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie. 100.3 The Peak.